This is Everything Homes special segment. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
Peggy Hall coming on at 1 p.m. She's going to appreciate it. I'm all fired up about these fake PCR tests, these non-vaccines. Say no to the mask. You don't have to do any of that, you guys. It is a suggestion. The CDC has no control over anything. They just throw out suggestions, right? We're going to talk about that with Peggy and go into much more detail. It's what her entire website is all about. She's been doing this research for a long time. She's been giving us all this information. You just need to start using it. You need to start using it. You need to start reading. You need to start listening. And then we need to start joining together. Right? That's why they're doing the walkout Wednesday on Wednesday at noon in your time zone. You'd walk out of your office. You walk out of that school and you say, hell no, I'm not doing we're not doing the non-vaccine. Yeah, they can't. So when you get fired, right? Where do you get fired? You get fired because then you could file for the unemployment, right? And there's other things, which she'll talk about that because there's different things. And of course, you've got religious exemptions, but I will save that for her. So we talked about the virtual events, the live events. So this is on the website. And then, of course, the must follow and join people. So go to that Take Action tab, Take Action tab, our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Check out the Take Action tab, all kinds of great resources, right? All kinds of great stuff. And then go check out the people and the groups that you must follow and join, because you need to pick at least one group. I would encourage you to pick out more, but one for your business, one for your life, and one for your community. And you need to get active, very active, and at least one. If you have time, you could do two. And that's how we get this country back. That's how you get your own freedoms back. Remember, it's Save My Freedom. Right, because everything's about me, right? Everything's about me. What's in it for me? Well, guess what? Yeah, this is all about you. You all that are listening. And then the other important thing that I'm adding onto it, as soon as I get information that I can trust and people that really are delivering the facts, head over to the COVID Facts tab. Okay, on the COVID Facts tab, you are going to the most recent one. We added the exemptions, COVID vaccines, tests, and masks. And Peggy Hall's information is on there. You just click on that. It'll get you to a website so that you can get the exemptions. I also added the founder of Gab. He has some information there too. And then on the COVID Facts tab, you're going to listen to that podcast that I did an intro for of Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, where he talks about how COVID does not exist. And just so the tests would pick up something to create the political propaganda pandemic. That's what needs to happen. The first thing everybody needs to do is they need to get that in their head. Because if your foundation, like a house, think of it as a house. If your foundation was built on, let's just say sand, and then you put all of the rest of the house on it, it's kind of going to sink. It's not going to be so solid, but it's all based on that foundation. Those are the principles, right? So now your foundation can be built on, cement blocks where it's going to be solid. But it's just based on what you were told. So if you believed that A was correct, then you're going to, then everything from A, you're going to keep going with all of that. But if B is what we know now, then if you look at what they're doing in A and what we've done in the past 18 months, then you're going to go, oh my God, that is stupid. That really makes no sense. There's no common sense. Remember, keep your common sense caps on all day and all evening. Sleep in it. Don't ever take it off. And then you've got you look at things a little differently once you know facts. And a lot of stuff, it's all coming out. It's all coming out, which is great. But in the meantime, you can't go to the COVID Facts tab after you listen to that episode, because, and I put it right on the very top of the page, because it'll reposition how you think about everything. And then you're going to get mad. You're going to get pissed off people. But that's what it takes. It takes people to get pissed in order to make a change, to do something. But on there, you've got COVID-19 treatments, medication, therapeutic protocols. So you can do the protocols. You can actually get the medications, just the form of the flu. It's a different form of cold, but the spike proteins, which we talked about with Sherry, is where the damage is coming in, and not is from the non-vaccines. And it's not from the COVID-19, because there's no sample on the planet Earth. And there's information there on COVID non-vaccines, the digital vaccine passport. And of course, depending on what's happened at the schools or in the legal world, there's patriotic legal defense funds and those representing freedom. So check that out. You can actually go, it'll get you to all of the organizations that you've heard their names, America's Frontline Doctors, and a bunch of the other doctors for the HCQ, the Budesonide, and the ivermectin. But at least now you know, you don't have to keep all their names. God, what's that guy's name? Where's that website? Just go to the COVID Facts tab, and you can see all the different pages there. You can click directly on the tab, it'll take you to that page, and then all the drop-downs, same for the Take Action, and it's all there. So real quick, before I bring on my next guest, she's coming on at 1 p.m., Peggy Hall, the infamous Peggy Hall. And if anyone has not seen her appearance, her presentation that she did at the Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour in when they were in Anaheim. Oh my God, unbelievable. As soon as I saw him, and I've been following her for a while, but as soon as I saw that, I said, oh, I got to get this woman on. She's amazing. Unbelievable. All right. So there's a lot that I didn't cover, but I gave you the gist. And of course, on this particular show, right, this is our Purpose-Driven Partners segment. It's live. We're live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. This month, we're not doing live on Wednesdays, but I'm doing a show like this Wednesday. We're going to have Peggy's special segment. So that way you're just going to hear Peggy, right? We're going to say this. I want you to, you've got to sink in, guys. It's got to sink in. We don't have a lot of time. We got less than, I'm estimating less than 30 days, right? Less than 30 days before your country is unrecognizable. We're live Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 12 p.m. Pacific time, and the Michelle Soapbox, Patriotic Soapbox, starts at 1. 5 guests, 7-minute segments in the first section, first hour, and then you've got our Patriotic, Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox at the 1 p.m. hour, 1, 2, 3 guests, depending on how many I could jam in there, because the more information you have from the people that you need to know about, it's going to literally change your life and make amazing things happen for you, because the time is now. The time is now. They're coming at us quick. They're coming at us literally like a Biden nuclear bomb. So we've had 228 partners that are on this platform. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of smart peeps that are just trying to get you the information that you need to know to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. 547 segments. Go check them out. Head over to the Take Action tab or the episodes page or episodes tab. Go to the Purpose-Driven Partner segment, and then once you're on there, scroll. And it's very, very easy. I put the episodes. There's a big graphic with all their pretty photos, has all the information about the different topics, and then I'll have their name in the little show notes. Click to the right. It'll have their website. It's in blue. Click on that. It'll take you directly to their website, and you could listen directly on there. And, of course, I'm just going to leave it there because I want to bring on my next guest. I'm very excited. Very excited. All right, let's do this. It's time for Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox, everybody. Hey, can you guys cue the music? I said cue the music.
This is Everything Home's special segment. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
Joining me and sitting shotgun are two special guests, and first up, been talking about her all show, Peggy Hall. She's an educator, activist, and founder of thehealthyamerican.org. This website is where millions of Americans go to find out their rights and the laws that protect them so that they can break free from oppression and tyranny and live a healthy and happy and free life. I don't remember how that used to be. And of course, she's listed on our COVID Facts tab in multiple locations, so you can easily find our audience. A big round of applause for a passionate, patriotic, and dedicated defender of freedom, Peggy Hall. Peggy, how are you today?
Hey, Michelle, great to be here. Thanks for that wonderful introduction.
Well, you deserve it. Your outstanding performance at the Anaheim event was just spectacular. It's the best one I've ever seen you do. I mean, I just got all fired up. Like, I actually stood up from my chair when I was watching it. I was like, you go, girl.
So much. Well, it was pretty electrifying, and, you know, everybody that took to the stage had their messages, and I liked all the different perspectives and possibilities. You know, I'm all about creating a better future. I don't want to get stuck in the spin cycle.
Well, we can't afford to now, because things are changing so rapidly that they, no sooner do you turn around and something else is changing, but it's major. It's beyond constitutional violation. Like, we passed that, April or March of last year. And now they're coming after your health. They're coming after whether or not you're going to, like, live or die. And it is just and of course, all the bad players in the game, they're all jumping on the bandwagon. I mean, the airlines now, they're coming at you. I mean, it's mind-blowing. But at least you are providing the information to give people the documents, the facts, that they could stand up and they don't have to succumb to the mass, the non-vaccines, the fake PCR tests, right?
Right. You know, I think, Michelle, all of this is going to be a big, fat backfire. I have some insider information from people that work in the airline industry. I have insider information from people in the medical industry. And they are standing up. They are banding together. They are getting organized in different ways, which I cannot divulge. But I believe that there is going to be a big, fat backlash. And, you know, we have to also look at the long game. It's kind of like that chess game. Like, let's look a couple of steps ahead. What if the government, these evildoers, knew exactly what they were doing and that they knew people were going to stand up, that they knew people would walk out, like healthcare workers, like airline workers? And I'm not talking about pilots. I'm talking about mechanics. I'm talking about, you know, sure, you can hire another pilot. That's not what I'm talking about. There will not be planes ready to fly. And imagine what if the government knew that would happen and then wanted to crash these economies, crash and destroy and decimate the medical industry, crash, destroy, and decimate the airline industry. Those are the two main, you know, the schools already are under government control, so I just give that a wasp.
Right, exactly. It's a lost cause.
That. But imagine they're going to decimate it completely, and then what happens? Then the government steps in, and instead of United Airlines and American Airlines, now we have federal airlines. And instead of you going to your doctor, even though you have to complain about you don't want to get a test and wear a mask and all that stuff, now we have basically the VA running everything. So I was thinking about that today. They know what they're doing. They want people to walk out. They want the protests. Mm-hmm. They want these industries to explode so that they can come in, sweep up the broken bits, toss them out, and implement their totalitarian regime. That's what I think is a possibility.
I would even say it's not even something that needs to be to say the word think or possibility. That's the plan, because you know all of the stuff is done is by design. Like the border, we talked about it earlier with Maryam Mendoza. It's not that they're like, oh well, you know, we need to really, you know, pay attention to that, or we shouldn't be doing that. No, that's what they want. What's happening now is what they want. They want people to protest in these industries because, you know, part of it has to do with that they want people to actually to be out and about so they can blame people for, you know, being maybe like, what are we, insurrectionists because we don't want to get a non-vaccine. I'm like a white supremacist, like a white rage because, you know, I want my body, my choice, which I thought was a slogan that was something that, you know, was acceptable at one point. So, but the industry portion, you're totally right. That's what they want to do. That's part of all of this plan. You know, you've got the Marxist manifest and the communist manifestos, and you've got the art of war, and you've got the propaganda, the brainwashing. I mean, this is just basically another check marks on the playbook in order to destroy a country, get people under control, and you know, literally kill people. But it's just unbelievable that it's happening right now. I mean, that's the part that I'm going, and it's so fast. It's so fast, and it's paralleling, Peggy. It's paralleling like what's in the Bible. You know what I mean? That's the scary
totally.
Stuff. That's what really people need to wake up to. This is not. It's like these big perfect storms are all coming together. When you throw in biblical, you throw in God, you throw in a little Jesus in the Bible, that's when you need to just kind of really pay attention, people, because that's some scary stuff. It's like you're playing with fire. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, God put us here for this time, and people have to acknowledge that and take it seriously. And actually respond to the call. So the given that's the end game, we need to outsmart them by doing our own. So what I recommend is people figure out ways that they can actually create their own communities.
Yeah.
Their
that's,
own
it's,
societies.
Yeah.
Their own, yeah, we're calling them freedom centers. And there are airlines that are beginning. So there is something here in Southern California called SetJet, you know, kind of like Jet Set. It's SetJet.
Yeah, we have it here.
It is,
yeah.
Yeah. So it is a paid-for membership. And I spoke to them, and I asked them all about the no masks and the any other kind of measures. And they said, oh, no, everything is your choice. And I'm like, wow, what a concept. And, yes, it's pricier, but that's because there are fewer people belonging to it. But those are the things that are going to happen. We've got freedom learning, which is what I teach to get the kids out of the public schools. That is going gangbusters. And we will have people doing their own, you know, food. I've heard of people doing their own grocery stores where they're creating their own co-ops because the ones that they belong to wouldn't let them in. So it's like, well, we're going to band together and get our own wholesale food delivered to somebody's garage, and we'll all go once a week and buy it, you know. So that's what I love about the American spirit. It is extremely creative, resourceful, innovative. That's why we are the best country in the world, and people are not going to let that fail. So I'm actually excited about the future. I'm one of those crazy people that's very optimistic.
Yes, you are, and that's appreciated. Probably because you live in Orange County in Southern California, which is you know, it's one of the best places that there is, especially in California. You got a bad governor, but hopefully he'll be gone soon, right? September is your recall, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah. So that'll be nice.
Absolutely.
So you know what? I love the idea of the communities coming together and people doing all of the things that we should have been doing all along, because if we were doing community involvement,
yeah,
community engagement, showing up at our city council meetings, showing up at our school board meetings, all of this would have never happened in the first place because we would have been a part of it. We would have been part of the decisions. And when we saw what they were doing, we would have stopped it. Well, we didn't. We were busy. We were working. We were doing all of our things. People were playing on Facebook. So this is what the end result is, right? The cat's away, the mice shall play. Well, here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Look what we have. But it's much worse, right? Because there's another agenda that is so extreme. So these little communities and things are great. But for right now, a lot of people are scared, especially about their jobs. I mean, I've listened to quite a few shows over the weekend, and people are freaking out. And the kids are going back to school. And, of course, you know, you've got these Nazi teacher unions, and that lady, she's just a demon, the one that's in charge of all this, literally. You know, to think that
mm-hmm.
you would vaccinate a child. What are you, nuts? So
mm-hmm.
what can people do? What can people do to – I mean, I tell them to stand up and tell them, hell no. Well, yeah, but you've been kind of one of the pioneer leaders in all of the different things that can be done. So what can people do starting right now to battle the existing world that they're in, their real world, which is the school and their employer?
Yeah, I know that because I get thousands of emails, people asking for help. And I've got a fact sheet on the website under religious exemptions, and it is 25 Q&A. All about answering these very questions. So that's number one, is to get yourself educated. What you said, Michelle, about, you know, we weren't going to the board meetings and look what happened, you know, and it's true. People were not paying attention. And I don't fault them 100% because we elect these people to have them do the job. It's like, well, I don't want to do the job. You have it. I've got other stuff to do.
Yeah.
And we need to keep our eyes and ears on them. If they have let us down, they've been corrupt since day one of humanity. And because that's what evil does, it seeks to destroy.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, evil carries its own seeds of destruction, and it does implode, as we're seeing now. But for those that want to find out, now is the time to no longer be ignorant or unaware or asleep. So luckily, I've got the alarm bell to wake you up. So you go to thehealthyamerican.org, put in the word the, make sure you put .org, not .com. So thehealthyamerican.org, click on the page that says religious exemptions. I've got three or four very important downloads, and you read that, and I give you all of the how-tos, how to get a religious exemption. Can you get it for the military? What if you work for the government? What if you already had a vaccine? Blah, 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 blah. It goes on and on and on and on. Every question that I've been getting over the last year and a half has been summarized in these documents. So now is the time for you to download it, roll up your sleeves, read it, set aside an hour, educate yourself on the thousands of hours that I've already put in. You put in your hour now. And after that, you have options to do it yourself. We just gave you the info. Do it yourself. If you want our help with the form, we've got that at a certain level. And then if you want the full shebang where you can come online with our private group consulting classes where you have access to me personally to submit your questions and get your individual concerns addressed, that is available for a fee. All of the earnings, by the way, that come from the Healthy American are going toward creating the Freedom Center, and that is exactly that. There's a school and an animal shelter, an organic garden, and a senior center, and a youth center, and our own medical center, and you learn the trades, how to fix cars and build things. This is our vision. It doesn't evolve. It exists in my mind, and it will exist as we have more and more come on board with us. And it's an outgrowth of my freedom learning, which is the way that we're intended in that humans just learn. So that's step number one. Go to the website, hop on board with us. Step number two, you just ask your boss or ask your school and say, what do you require? How do I do an exemption? And you ask them specifically. The other most important thing of all, Michelle, is everything's in writing. Don't give your opinion. Don't have a meeting. Don't agree to, well, we just want to ask you a couple of things. You say, sure, put it in writing, and I'll be happy to answer in writing. Everything in writing. The only people that get tripped up and have not had success is when they get bamboozled and hoodwinked, and they're asked questions that they're not prepared to answer, and then it's just like in the movies, anything you say can and will be held against you. You don't say anything. No words come out of your mouth other than, uh-huh, okay, I see, yes, mm-hmm, all right, I will answer everything in writing. Give it to me in writing, I'll answer it in writing. And the other thing is you ask them in advance, under what circumstances would you reject this request? What would be the grounds that you would reject it? And now you know, they have told you. And if they do reject it, you can say, well, you didn't come with that. I have it in writing. Remember, you have everything in writing. So we have a nearly 100% track record for exemptions for the jab. Now, we also recommend that people seek an exemption for the mask and the test because those also are harms to your soul. If you believe, as I do as a Christian, that you are made in the image of God and he did not make a mistake and you don't need an extra filter because he already gave you one in your nose. And you have an immune system, which is better than a vaccine. And, of course, that will put you in jail these days if you say that. So you probably have to scrub that off your show. But
the fact is you can fight all of it. Yeah. Okay. Well, and that's I'm glad you're bringing this up because that you're dealing with companies, large corporations. You're dealing with nefarious people who are implementing these requirements for wrong reasons. They're not there to protect your health, guys. They're not there to do anything to benefit you. So they're going to be slippery and they're going to be sneaky when you are trying to get around not following what they want you to do. So brilliant that you just said, make sure everything is in writing and don't open your mouth, guys. That's where, you know what I mean? My mom said, Michelle, if you ever get arrested, you keep your mouth shut. She said, I'm going to tell, the three of us. My brothers, never open your mouth. Never say a word because they'll get you. They'll get you. So just make that you keep your mouth shut, but you need to be proactive. There's no reason you can't cut it off at the pass. And I like how you said, ask them, say that again because I want people to hear how you said it with the rejection because that's their little loophole.
It's exactly that. And I know because people are sending me the email strings back and forth on and on, and your company is going to say, well, our health and safety is number one. And you're like, oh, great. Okay, well, show me how I'm a threat. Well, because you're not vaccinated. And again, I have all of this in writing, friends, but you're not a direct threat. That can only be proven in a court of law. So before you do anything in writing, you make this request, and again, I've got all the sample words written down for you already, and you say, that's the benefit of being an English teacher for the last 3 years. Mm. So you say, I would like to seek, I'm interested in requesting a religious exemption. Would you let me know what forms I need to fill out, and under what grounds would you deny my exemption? Under what grounds would you deny this? And then they'll probably say, well, we don't know. You have to submit it. And then you say, so I just submit it and it's approved? Well, no, it's an interactive process. Well, what are the standards for this interactive process? Well, we'll have to get your exemption first. But how are you going to judge it? Under what standards? What are you looking for exactly? And you say it again and again and again and again. And you know what, Michelle? They can't stand smart people like us who are going to do that. They want the ignorant people that are going to say, well, I saw on CNN that I have to get it. Like, okay, good luck. Have a nice life, as short as it may be. And then the other thing is, yes, enjoy it now while you can. Thing, Michelle, seriously, so everything in writing, and here's the other most important tip. If you're doing a religious exemption, stick to your religious beliefs. Do not talk about how PCR tests don't work. Don't talk about 99.9% of the people survive this cold or flu or whatever it is. Don't say that children don't get it. Don't say that masks have germs. They don't care. That has nothing to do with your religion. They will not approve it if you bring all that in, because now you just muddied the waters. Now, we have sample letters. We have an attestation from my husband, Pastor David, and you can join these classes where you hear from him. He will pray for you. He'll explain. You know, they'll see he's a real person. And he asks these schools and employers to call him if they have any questions. He's only got, like, about 3 calls. They do not like us pulling back the curtain and saying, see, look, the emperor has no clothes. They want people to be bamboozled, ignorant, and deceived. And I'm not going to stand for it. If there's one thing I stand for in life, is truth. I cannot brook deception. I will not stand for it. If you're going to cheat somebody, do it blatantly. But this deception, no, not going to happen on my watch. I'm going to point it out. I'm going to underline it, highlight it in yellow, bold it, italicize, and put it on a billboard. It's not going to get by me.
Amen, sister. That's what I was saying in the beginning of the show. Sort of, just, I've had it just this weekend alone, listening to the lies. I said, oh my God, because it's intentional. Either they're stupid, or they purposely know that what's coming out of their mouth is 100% a lie. It's one of the two. Either way, you should not be in the position of speaking to people, and you're getting paid millions of dollars. This is a problem. Okay, this is so. It's gotten that bad. It's gotten that bad. Think of, there's people like you that have decided to jump into this. So real quick, I want you to share more about the step that people, that it's really relevant for them, because I know a lot of people are scared, and a lot of people are that have a voice like yours and mine, where we're like, oh, hell no, we're not doing this, and throwing in some curse words. When this all started, what made you decide to jump in and create all of this? What was it? What was your trigger that said, that's lies, I'm doing it?
Well, I've been doing this for some time in a little different way. I've been in animal rescue for a long time, and there's a lot of corruption in these county animal shelters, and, you know, literally life and death, and they're violating these laws. They are just the worst of the worst. And so I've been aware of that and very active in, you know, an activist in that realm. I have an organization which is a little bit on hold right now called Compassion for All, and that was working with animal advocacy, rescue, education, outreach, community, all of that. Then I've worked for the government. So I've worked for the federal government, state government, the county government, and the city government. I've worked at every level of government as a contractor. And so I see exactly the I was an employee for the federal government briefly. I was doing my master's degree. So my background's in political science. I've always been interested in just society and civics and laws, and, you know, under what authority somebody has any authority to tell me what to do. And it's like, oh, they don't. Actually, they don't have any authority to tell you what to do. So I'm a teacher. And when all this came out, my two jobs, I was working for the city and the county, and they said, don't come home. Go home and don't come back. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So during that time I was home, I rolled up my sleeves and I did the research, and I found out, well, yeah, the governor does have authority to call an emergency only under certain conditions. We have not met the conditions, therefore there is no emergency. And I made a video about that on YouTube, and it went viral on millions of views, and people just started bombarding me. How did you know that? Can you teach me? Where's the law? What about my state? So I thought, oh my gosh, I better put up a website where I can put all this information. And so in a year and a half, and luckily I know how to make websites and run businesses and do email lists and all that, and it's like within a year and a half, this has become the Healthy American. It's an encyclopedia of your rights. I tell people, you don't need to send your kids to college. Just send them to the Healthy American. Seriously. Mm-hmm. I've got, you know, 1,000 educational videos. I've got thousands of hours of research where I have compiled the laws. I've explained them. I've linked, you know, put the dots together so you're like, oh, this is where this one goes, and this is why I have the right to go into a store. Nobody can tell me I can't. And it, sadly, many people don't know that. They think that a state can override a federal law. They think that a president can make a law. They think that their boss has the authority to tell them to inject something in their body. I'm flabbergasted. So no, don't send your kids to school. Pull them out of school. Sit them in front of the Healthy American, and they will learn how to defend their rights and the laws that protect them.
Well, I'm glad that you have that fire in you. And then, of course, the long history of the different ways that you were able to accumulate. You know, it's kind of like God put you in all those different roles in order to get to this point, which, you know, as you said, this is why we're all here right now. So let's just say what you just said, all of the things that they're doing is not legal. They can't make you do any of this. But because you're dealing, right, and I just want people to understand this, because you're dealing with a force that's bigger than you, a government, big employer, right? And the best way to win the battle is not to go and almost use common sense by saying you're violating the Constitution. We know that. And they've been doing it for 18 months. So really your low-hanging fruit's the religious exemption to just, that's your least, your path of least resistance, right, Peggy? So it's nothing to do with against the law, because what are you going to do? File a court case, wait for that, blah, 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 spend the money. So just go low-hanging fruit. Is that our best strategy at this point to fight these evil beings, these demons that are running everything?
You're exactly right. Yeah, okay. You're exactly right, Michelle. The other number of emails I get from people is, can you recommend a lawyer? And my response is, why? Why do you want a lawyer? Have you exhausted all these other remedies that you're saying right now? There are very few, if any, lawyers that are taking these because they're licensed by the state, which means they are going to be at risk of being, you know, scrutinized and having their license mm-hmm. removed. Secondly, they don't even know the law. I have advised
right.
hundreds of attorneys on these health laws because they are so ignorant. They will tell you, well, yeah, of course, it's like no shoes, no shirt. I'm like, well, show me the law for no shoes, no shirt. There isn't one.
Really?
You don't breathe out of your shoes and shirts aren't. They're not medical devices. A mask is a medical device. This is the level of intellect of these attorneys that are writing to me, or people saying, I asked my brother-in-law who's an attorney. This is what he told me. It's like, oh, really? Well, he better get some money back from law school.
And, unbelievable,
and then,
right?
Yeah. And then they are working for the government. So a number of the good lawyers who actually do know what's going on are being paid hush money. They are on mm-hmm. retainer by the governor, by the state, by the county, by your city. And if you wanted to go use them, they would say, well, I can't because it's conflict of interest. And you'd say, oh, do you have an active lawsuit against the city, county, or state? They say, no, but they have us on retainer. You see what I'm saying?
Well, and that is totally right. I learned that years ago from a guy that I was dating who was an attorney, and he said that's what rich men do to box out when they're getting a divorce for their soon-to-be ex-wife. They go hire all the best attorneys in town, pay the retainer fee, so then when she goes to them, and then they're like, it's a conflict
gosh.
Of interest, we've already been retained. And I was like, that's what they do? He goes, well, hell yeah, if you're dealing with, I'm like, tens of millions of dollars, yeah, why would you not?
Oh.
I'm like, oh, my God. So I learned that years ago, and that's when – I'm glad you brought that up because that's what I was trying to put the pieces together with the attorneys, because we know the doctors, they've already been threatened to lose their medical license or
right.
be investigated
they're not gonna do it, yeah.
or they've been paid to shut up, right? So we knew that. But then the attorneys are on board. Some of them work for the big firms who are part of this anyway, right? And they want to get these bigger contracts and they want to be part of the special group and the lobbyist groups and all that. And that's the problem here in Arizona, real quick, about with our border. They've told our sheriffs that, no, you don't have the right to do anything. You, as a state, you, the feds have the power over that. And I'm like, that's not what the Constitution says. We need to get somebody on here to talk about that. That's why Sheriff Maddox coming on. So it's the same thing with the medical. And that's when I'm like, that's what the attorneys are doing. The attorneys are part of the problem. They're lying. They're literally lying because they're part of it. Yeah. Lies, Peggy. Can you give your website one more time and anything else you want to plug?
Yes. Yes, yes. That is thehealthyamerican.org. And go on to the religious exemption. That's where everything is. I've got classes available. Click on the tab that says classes. If you want to learn about your medical rights, your employee rights is a really important class to take. How to take on your local boards. I've got a class. Those are the main ones right now that people are interested in. And it's time to educate yourself. Don't get yourself cut short. I just had an email come in saying 12-year-old fractured her jaw and she needs surgery ASAP. They want her to wear a mask, a woman's jaw, and they want her to get a test. Now, I've taught how to say no to the needle and the mask and the test over a year ago. You got to be prepared. Don't wait until you're on your way to the ER to call me. Take that class now. Educate yourself now. Don't wait until you say, I have to turn in my exemption tomorrow. That's too late. Understand it now. Educate yourself now. There is no excuse for you not to learn. Most everything there is free. You don't need to waste time watching other websites or videos or following it. If you want to know about the law, I have it here for you. Spelled out simply, I've been a teacher for 30 years. That's my specialty. Download all the goodies, and we want to help you.
Yeah, and she's entertaining, not to mention pretty, pretty smart cookie. And what I did, Peggy, is I added you on our COVID facts page. So then that way, if people are like, I can't remember what the website was, whatever, it's on the exemptions, COVID vaccines, tests, and masks. There's a big banner there that has Peggy's pretty picture. When you click on that, you can go directly to the website and then all of the information there. So you don't have to think, you know, just go to the COVID facts tab and you will see Peggy's information. I mean, obviously you can go there directly. Why don't I have it in front of me? Oh, thehealthyamerican.org. Go there directly. But she's one of our resources and I encourage everyone, like she said, do it now. And Peggy, we're going to add you as one of our platinum partners. So that way you'll be listed on our platinum partner page and then also on the must follow and join so that people can start following you and learning and be prepared because everybody that's listening, it's not going to ease up. It's just going to get more aggressive. So it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when you're going to run into one of the issues that we just discussed because it's coming in from all different directions. So Peggy is there to help, but you need to do it for yourself. You need to click, right? Peggy, all they have to do is click onto a website. It's not hard.
There you go.
That's it. You got to protect yourself. Peggy, we'd love to have you come back on when you get some free time. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. Yeah, because I know you're very busy. You're going to all these events. Are you going to do the Grand Rapids and the San Antonio and Colorado?
The only tricky thing is getting the transportation because I don't fly on a plane. So it's a little bit of a time clinch.
Oh, yeah, that's not going
to
happen.
The Lord will provide if it's in his purview to send me, I will be there. And otherwise, I will be there. And thank you so much, Michelle. I really appreciate the opportunity. God bless you and your listeners, and I look forward to connecting again.
Yeah, definitely. Give your website one more time for me, Peggy. You're doing amazing work.
Sure.
Thank you so much for everything you're doing.
Thank you so much. It's, put in the Healthy American singular. I'm the Healthy American, and you're the Healthy American. TheHealthyAmerican.org.
Awesome. Keep up the great work. And everybody follow her on social media so you can. And she's got YouTube. She's got videos. Get yourself prepared now because it's just a matter of if you're going to run into this. It's a matter of when to do it now because we know what's coming, right? And then it's your fault if you're not prepared because it's all right here. Peggy, go have a great day. You're an amazing freedom fighter. Thank you for everything you're doing.
God bless.
You too.
Oh,
there's the information, everybody. It's right there in your face, black and white, that you need to participate. You need to get prepared. All right, so we're going to change gears, but we're all in the same topic, talking about the country, talking about like freedom, talking about the Constitution, but we're going to put a little spin on it here. We're going to talk to Sheriff Richard Mack, Richard, you know, I've never heard, hardly ever anyone uses his first name. It's always Sheriff Mac, Sheriff Mac. So Sheriff Richard Mac, he's an author, speaker, former sheriff, and founder of CSPOA. They're protecting freedom to serve we the people, protecting our rights, and upholding the Constitution, which has been literally destroyed and burned for the past 18 months. You know, sheriffs are the key to fighting back against the tyrannical federal Nazi regime. And this is the key. This is what caught my attention. In 1994, Sheriff Mack and six other sheriffs challenged the constitutionality of the Brady Bill and ultimately won a landmark SCOTUS decision. And here it is, everybody, which firmly established the sovereign authority of states and counties to govern themselves against intrusion by the federal government. Just where we are now. So, audience, a big round of applause for a fabulous freedom fighting and country loving Constitution shouting sheriff. Sheriff Mac, welcome to Everything Home and our patriotic purpose driven resource platform. How are you today?
Thank you very much. that crowd really got my Elvis juices flowing, so I'm sorry, I apologize for that.
No, it's all right. It's all good.
Michelle, thanks for having me.
It's all good.
And
you're
I got
welcome.
Homesick listening to Peggy.
Yeah.
That was great.
Well,
you
were
Peggy.
An Arizona guy too, right? Arizona?
I am totally an Arizona guy, yeah.
When were you sheriff here?
Yeah, I was sheriff from 88 to 96, and I grew up in Safford, Arizona, where I was sheriff in my own hometown.
Yeah. Ah, Safford. Okay. It's right over there on the edge of New Mexico and Arizona, I believe, correct?
You are correct, yes. It's about 45 minutes to Verdon, New Mexico.
Oh, I gotcha. All right, so we have so much to talk about, but I'm going to go directly to the biggest obstacle because we are here in Anarchy, Arizona. I call it Mayor Corruption County. Our Governor Doug Ducey, amongst other colorful names that he's been called, based on the Constitution of Arizona, based on the Constitution of the United States, and, of course, your SCOTUS ruling, from what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, the sheriffs, we already know Ducey could close the border immediately. He chooses not to. He's part of the problem. So I'm not going to ask why. We already know. He is so corrupt. He is part of the human trafficking. He's part of the sex slave trader. He's part of the regime's intentions. He's part of the drug smuggling. So lost cause there. We already got that. Mayor Corruption County Sheriff, he's a Soros guy, part of the problem. But as far as our border guys, according to the Constitution and what I've heard you say on multiple shows, our sheriffs can actually shut down the border. Can they not?
Yeah, they can. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to do everything to protect the people in their counties, and doing so is absolutely appropriate. I will even bring yourself back to a little bit of history. One of the worst governors we ever had, Janet Napolitano, she actually called when it was I think she was under Bush, George W., her first term, and she said, well, if Bush isn't going to protect the border, and I might be wrong about the president, but I'm sure it was a Republican. And she was all upset, and, you know, they're not protecting the border. So we will. And she actually got the highway patrol to go block the border and protect the border. And so she was really standing up to the federal government, only because, of course, it was against a Republican. And then as soon as Democrats got in there, she didn't care. She was all fine with it. So, she's one of the most corrupt governors, I think, probably in the history of Arizona. But still, she wanted to shove it in the face of the Republicans, because that's the only time Democrats and Republicans really seem to do anything, is when they can shove it in the face of the other party, which is part of the problem, of course, because it's just playing politics with national security instead of doing your job. Article 4, Section 4 says that the federal government is to protect our borders from invasion. It doesn't say a violent overthrow invasion. it says invasion. Anybody can look at the tens of thousands coming into our country every day. That's pretty much a qualification for an invasion. The federal government refuses to do their job as we delegated it to them when we formed our new federal government. The states formed the federal government. If they don't do their job, what they were delegated to do, we can undelegate it. And absolutely, the states are sovereign, and they can protect their own damn border. So that every sheriff, we have sheriffs, some of them have tried. What is probably the biggest problem, though, for sheriffs to do it and to do it on their own is they don't have 24-hour-a-day resources. That would be difficult to do unless the sheriff were to call out a posse. But still, those are people that have homes and were going to want to go home after a while. They're not going to be able to be there 24/7. So it's logistically a little bit difficult for the sheriffs, even though they do have the power to do it and absolutely have an obligation to do it. It's going to be pretty difficult for them to fund that and make the whole thing happen. Can the governor finish the border wall on the border of Arizona or California? California's not going to do it till we get Newsom out of there. But they could do it in Texas. Abbott needs to take the bull by the horn there and do it. And Ducey could do it, and they could protect their states. And they ought to do it and absolutely should try. A border wall is not the catch-all solve the problem policy, but it would surely help. And when the wall was in place under the Trump administration, it definitely was helping.
All right, so you answered the $64,000 mystery question that it can be done. Right? So,
yes. So
it's a matter of they don't want to. We know that, but I was concerned with the sheriffs. And here's, and I mentioned this a little bit with Peggy during the last segment. We've people that I've been in communication with that have been on our show that have talked to a bunch of the sheriffs that are more border town, more border area in Arizona. They
mm-hmm.
said that their
mm-hmm.
attorneys are telling them no, they can't. They need to follow the federal is this is the federal game, so you can't do anything. So they're getting the wrong information.
That's because most attorneys aren't trained in the Constitution.
Well, and they're also part of they work for the government. They're you know what I mean? They're hired by the counties and by the state, and they're going to say what they are being told to say, which is horrible, but that's the game that's being played, and we now know that that's the game in every category since this whole thing started 18 months ago when this fake COVID, which doesn't exist, started to come down the pipe.
Another sheriff in Washington, his county attorney said he doesn't have the authority to interpose and protect the people from rogue or criminal federal agents. Well, that's just absolutely stupid. So I have a responsibility to protect my citizens, as my oath says, from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. But if somebody's coming in from the federal government and they have a nice suit on and a nice attaché case, then I can't do anything. I can't protect my citizens from federal criminals. In fact, we've heard this before, too. You don't have any authority to keep your oath of office. Yeah, you swore an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, but you can only do that if it's against gangbangers and street criminals. You can't do it against federal government. That's so asinine, it's not even funny. And I doubt very seriously if they've ever read my Supreme Court decision. And I highly recommend everyone in your audience to do that very thing, because this is the most powerful 10th Amendment decision in the history of America. And Justice Scalia wrote the decision. And he didn't make up any new law. He didn't try to say, okay, we've got a new law here, and this is what you have to do from now on. All he did was reinforce American history and American jurisprudence and reinforce and uphold and defend the United States Constitution. And in that decision, he quoted a line from a previous New York versus United States in 1992, where the Supreme Court ruled, quote, states are not subject to federal direction. And so the states are not our boss, and this decision makes that very clear. They are not our boss. We are not subject to them. When they follow the Constitution, then they might have some sovereignty. But the federal government is only assigned five, we delegated to them, five law enforcement provisions or authorities. They have five. That's it. In the whole entire Constitution, the federal government only has about 38 assignments given to them, delegated to them by the states within the Constitution. They don't even have 40 assignments. It's very limited. That's what the Constitution was for, was to limit the federal government. That's one of the biggest fears the Founding Fathers had when they developed the Constitution, is that it would not presuppose or erect another and create another federal government worse than the one we just got rid of, or a central government, I should say. A central government that we just got rid of during the Revolutionary War with King of England, King George III. Mm-hmm. And so they wanted to keep government limited and off the backs of the American people. So let me tell you those five law enforcement authorities granted or delegated to the federal government within the Constitution. The first one was treason. Don't you wish the FBI would spend some time on treason? Huh. Wouldn't that be wonderful if they weren't too busy being a hitman for the president instead of actually doing their job?
There wouldn't be anyone in government left. It'd be awesome. We'd be able to just run the place,
yeah,
the people.
I know.
It'd be great. Bring it.
Yeah, we need to do that. The other one is counterfeiting, which is fine. The Secret Service is in charge of counterfeiting. The third one is felonies committed on the high seas or piracies. That is a federal crime. Okay. Other one is protect our borders. That is a law enforcement authority that they're supposed to be doing, protecting our borders, as I just quoted from Article 4, Section 4. And then the last one is the protection of laws and treaties that we have with foreign countries. So if somebody went into Canada or Mexico and you broke a treaty provision that we have with them, that would be a federal offense. That's it. That's the only five they get. So where does the federal government have any authority for drug interdiction? At the border. That's the only place they have jurisdiction for that. The rest of it, and now they're worldwide, supposedly, with their protecting us from all the cartels, when as a matter of fact, in May of 2015, USA Today had a front page article how a bunch of DEA agents, Drug Enforcement Administration agents from the federal government, were down in assigned to Bogota, Colombia, and they were down there. And for years, the report says, were having sex parties, and the cartels were providing the prostitutes. And this was a crime that was going on for years. Dozens and dozens of DEA agents were involved, and not a single one of them was ever prosecuted. And they were using taxpayer dollars to be down there on their jobs, and instead of going after the cartels, they were chummy with the cartels in accepting prostitutes from the cartels. And yet no one was charged. This is just like Bill Clinton. Everybody knows that Bill Clinton was part of the Jeff Epstein thing, and nobody does anything about it. No. Mm-hmm.
Because they're all in it together.
It's absolutely
one big party. Party of crime.
Yeah, one big party. Yeah.
One big party of crime and demons.
Yes. So we have so much to do, and this is why I say the sheriffs are so vital now, that corruption is so ubiquitous in Washington, D.C. And we can make that irrelevant because the sheriffs can stand and stop all of this and tell these federal agents, especially the IRS, that I'm not going to allow you to commit crimes against anyone in my county. And as a matter of fact, it is unconstitutional for any of you in the IRS to be conducting baseless, groundless, no probable cause oriented audits on citizens. And just say, hey, from now on, my citizens are exempt from your baseless audits. And we need to start pushing back and really getting to where we're not afraid to stand for the Bill of Rights in every county in this country.
This is fascinating. I'm going to admit I've read parts of the Constitution. I've read parts of the Declaration of Independence. I need to do that. Everyone that's listening, you need to read that this week. That's almost like an imperative homework assignment. I didn't learn any of this in school. Okay, I'm 48, so I was in school in like, 70s and 80s, graduated high school in 91, so you would have think before they corrupted it with the CRT and the SEL and the core, Common Core, and all the rest of the crap that they're trying to push on people nowadays, their Marxist agenda. I didn't learn any of this. And I didn't go, I grew up back east, so at least it was a little bit more conservative-ish than out here in the West, like a California kind of thing, or even Arizona. None of this. I had no idea that there was only five. And so they basically, the federal government and even our own state has overreached on so many things over the years because they just keep piling on all of these layers of stuff that doesn't need to exist and has no legal standing to exist.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. And, we have so many stories of sheriffs who have actually stood against either federal or state bureaucrats who are enforcing policies, not laws, but policies. And policies do not and cannot and will not ever supersede the supreme law of the land, which is the supreme of the supremos, which would be the Bill of Rights. And the Bill of Rights was a list of untouchable freedoms that the federal government could never violate. And so this is a strict list in the Bill of Rights of 29 principles of freedom that the federal government can never touch. Like when it says Congress shall make no law, that's everything in those first 10 amendments. And yes, there's about 28 principles of liberty that are protected therein. And these are very strict, just like the Magna Carta of 1215. And there's other historical events in England that promoted and actually got America to do the same Declaration of Rights, that you declare to government these are the rights you can never change, alter, or touch. And that's what the Bill of Rights really are. And I have to tell you, you already mentioned when you introduced me that I sued the federal government. I started that in a lawsuit. And that was really miraculous. It was really miraculous. But let me tell you, the thing that I did really that should have gotten the biggest attention, and the lawsuit did get a lot of attention, but the thing I did that I thought would have really got me the attention, and I didn't plan it that way. It just happened. I was just doing my job. But it never did get any press. And maybe it's best that it didn't. And I wasn't trying to. I didn't call press and say, hey, guess what I did? I don't do that. And I didn't do it. But I actually kicked out the Army Corps of Engineers and the EPA agents out of my county. And it turned out that we had a bridge washout in southeast Arizona. And you get a rain of 2 inches in southeast Arizona where it's so flat and deserty, you're going to have flooding. And a bridge washed out. And I don't have anything to do with fixing a bridge, okay? If one of my deputies sees a bridge needs fixed, will you notify the maintenance department or would just notify the county commissioners? Well, the county commissioners tried to fix the bridge, but the Army Corps of Engineers and EPA came in and said, no, we have to do an environmental impact study. We're not doing a new bridge. We're just trying to put it back, trying to repair it. No, they wouldn't let us. So 9-10 months later, we're still waiting on them to finish their environmental impact study. So finally, because the people out there, the farmers and ranchers that lived out there in that area, they got so ticked off at the county commissioners for not doing anything, the county commissioners finally voted unanimously just to fix the bridge. Army Corps of Engineers and EPA threatened to arrest the county commissioners and the maintenance workers and charge us $50,000 a day for every day we're in violation. And so they're going to throw everybody in jail and charge us all these crazy fines. So now I get involved. I wasn't involved in the bridge thing. Okay? I was busy
what
doing
year?
Other things. And I was already
what year was this?
Suing the Clintons. This was 1995.
Go ahead.
You're right. So I'd already filed the lawsuit in 94 against the Clinton administration. Now they come in to do this. And so I call the Army Corps of Engineers and the EPA agents in. And I said, look, you guys, I'm a nice guy. I try to get along with everybody. But you're not arresting anybody in my county. You have no police authority here. You have no. You're supposed to be in charge of the environment and Army Corps of Engineers. I don't know what you're in charge of, but you're not arresting anybody in my county, and we're not paying any fines. And we're going to fix that bridge, and you're going to stay out of the way, or I will be making some arrests. Am I clear? And
yeah.
and so you know what they did? You want me to tell you what they did?
Of course.
They left. They left, and they didn't come back. And we
they
fixed
got
the bridge.
They got
yeah.
scared of the sheriff.
So anyway, maybe they heard about this crazy. They checked on it and said, hey, this guy's crazy. He's already suing for putting on the radio. You know? So,
he lost his
so
mind.
Then so then this whole thing fast forwards to about just 3 or 4 years ago. My son's working at a nurse in St. Joseph Hospital in Phoenix, mm-hmm. and he's in the cardiac unit, and a lady had a heart attack, and he's taking care of her, and he's doing all his nursing stuff, and her husband comes in to visit, and he starts talking with my son. He said, hey, where are you from? And he goes, well, I'm from Thatcher, southeast Arizona. He goes, that's kind of pretty strange, because I used to work for the EPA there, and the sheriff ran us out of town.
<That's>
and my
awesome.
Son goes, that was my dad.
Hey,
so
look,
I
probably
nice
started crying.
That.
That's awesome.
Well,
good
for
you.
He told my son
is...
he really admired what I did, but I don't know.
Well, yeah, looking back, he's like, because you were right. That's what he realized.
Yeah.
Especially probably when they no
right.
longer work for the government or did a little homework and was like, oh, yeah, we are wrong. Oh, everything that we do is
right.
wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah, EPA.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
maybe.
They don't have any authority here. Come on.
Unbelievable. So I'll tell you what we were started to do here in Arizona, because one of our partners here that's been on the show, Patty Porter, a couple of times, she put a group together when they found out, Patriotic Mamacitas. So you got a bunch of moms, right, that once they found out about these illegal alien hotels, they were going out to the one down in Ahwatukee and protesting, you know, because they were bringing up the illegals. There's like a $625 million contract for this company out of Texas that you know, brings them up here, gives them a bunch of money, $1,400, game consoles, which we found out. That's how they're communicating through the drug and human trafficking is through that, because it's undetectable through the internet, because it's just like a computer. And they're getting the $1,400, they get all new clothes, they get food, they get whatever. And then after 72 hours, they take them to the airport, no ID, no nothing, spin them around and just disperse them throughout the country. So that's been going on here for months, like since January, February. So they were doing protests, but then she's like, all right, what are we going to do? So she came up with this idea to create these notices, which is a notice to agent, you know, notice to principal, notice to principal agents. And
yeah.
It says the things that you were talking about there in the different articles in the Constitution. So that's just to notify the elected elites and the governor.
Right.
And we figured we would go ahead and get people to sign them, right? People can sign them, because we need the people. We the people need to step up to the plate, because if the sheriff, we now know, has the ability to shut the border. We know that there's a money issue, but if the people are behind the sheriff, is what needs to happen. And the sheriff goes, fine, I'll do it. And then all of a sudden the you know, it's going to pick up some press. It's going to pick up some people very interested. You're going to find out that when people know that this is something that can be resolved and it's purposely not being resolved. You know, you see what happens when angry parents go to school board meetings. The school board runs out the back door and says, okay, you guys can go ahead and take over. They get scared. You know, these politicians are scared because they're little scaredy cats. And then keep in mind, they work for us people. They're public servants. Public, we're the public. We have their bosses. We pay their checks. So then all of a sudden, I have a feeling that, you know, these elected elites, because they need to, it's an election year next year, 2022, not for the governor, but for all the other people. I have a feeling mm-hmm. all across the country, even the governors that are up for election, like the guys in Texas, you know, once they find out and people are mad, I have a feeling the money might actually just kind of show up to make it happen. Public pressure.
Oh, it would.
Right?
Yeah, it would. And all of the corruption of Washington, D.C. But I really, really believe that every sheriff and every law enforcement agency in this country and in this world should be so united in stopping human trafficking and sexual exploitation and and criminal sexual exploitation of children. And if we can't agree on that one thing, then I wonder why we should even be in law enforcement. Because that should be the thing that should be on the top of our list to prevent, to stop, and to protect our children from that kind of heinous pedophilia and criminal activity. It makes my skin crawl that we could allow something like this to happen, and that Bill Clinton gets to walk because of his prestige and his position and whoever the hell he thinks he is. I don't know, but he and his wife have committed so many crimes across this country and across the world, and that we put up with that is just astonishing. And there's certainly probable cause and certainly enough circumstantial evidence to prompt a legitimate investigation on that man. And yet nothing.
Nothing. Ever.
So you have to wonder how far the corruption goes in this country. But I am so anti-corruption, and the news media really attacks me for being anti-government. No, I am very pro-government because I love our Constitution. But
you're pro the real government.
I am anti-corruption, totally anti-corruption.
Unbelievable.
And that's all that it is. Washington, D.C. is so corrupt, and I do blame both major parties.
Yeah, and it's a uniparty now. You know, like I mentioned that earlier, if you have an R next to your name, it means rhino. It does not mean Republican, because that's you know, there's a handful of them. As far as I'm concerned, notorious MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, is the only one that I have 100% confidence behind who will actually represent we the people. The rest of them, no, there's something compromised, or they totally are just corrupt, because you wouldn't vote. 17 senators are voting yes on a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. That's not an infrastructure bill, only 25%, with $0 for border support, border control, border anything. I think border kind of sounds like infrastructure. I don't know. Maybe it's me.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like infrastructure. So, yeah, the whole thing's skewed. The place needs to be bulldozed down. Everybody that's there needs to be literally thrown in prison, because there's something that they you can open up the can of worms, and I guarantee you'll find something that'll put every single one of them away for a decent amount of time, that we don't have to worry about them anymore. But obviously, I know I'm being very extreme, but that's the reality that we are in. These people are just bad.
Well,
they're bad. They're evil, and some are demonic.
I'm extreme too, Michelle, and I extremely hate corruption, and I extremely love liberty. And you know our famous senator from Arizona, Barry Goldwater.
Yes.
I totally believe what he said. Extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. And that's absolutely true.
Now, your whole organization, I know you have limited time. How much time do you have to talk?
Well, I have another 5 or 10 minutes at the most, I guess.
Okay, good. I wanted to I wanted you to talk about your organization, because you're recruiting. Are you recruiting sheriffs? Because I have no use for the Democratic sheriffs, because we already know that they're part of the problem. And obviously I've made it very clear that a lot of the Republicans are part of the problem, because they're not standing up and they're not doing anything now. And they should have been doing it for 18 months when they said put on the mask and all the rest of the crap, which against the law, they could have done that. So what are you doing to try to attract the ones that they should know this. This is their job description. Like, I shouldn't know more of what the rights and the roles are of the sheriff than the person who's in that position. That's the problem. Like, there's more Americans that know what the role is of all of these elected elites and the people that are in the positions. Like, I shouldn't have to know that. I shouldn't have to know that.
Yeah, amen. Well, I would use a different word than recruiting. I am educating.
Oh,
I provide the education, and I provide a Supreme Court decision to back this all up with. And that adds a lot of credibility to my persona and to my class. And the sheriffs that will be humble enough to be a little bit teachable and actually come to a training seminar that we put on, and usually it's local people. It's usually local people who do it and get me there. And sometimes it's just concerned citizens. Sometimes it's some of the waning Tea Party groups or whatever group, gun rights groups and so on. People who just love liberty want me to come there and train public officials, especially law enforcement and sheriffs, to keep their oath of office. So I kind of feel like I'm a modern-day Paul Revere riding around the country, and I still fly at this point. I'm sure I'm going to join Peggy pretty soon, but I still fly. If and when they do the forced vaccination thing, you can't fly if you don't take the vaccination, then I will not be flying. But I have ways to, you know, manipulate their own rules where I don't have to wear that mask very much, and I hardly ever put it over my nose. But anyway, I've gotten in trouble a couple of times with it, but most of the time they leave me alone. But anyway, I'm driving around, flying around the country, traveling around the country, waking sheriffs up to our awful situation, and that they have the authority to change this. Now, we had a huge conference with about 55 sheriffs in the Woodlands, which is right outside Houston, in February. And so many of those sheriffs were so converted that they've now they've called me back, and other sheriffs in Texas. Texas sheriffs are on fire right now. And I really thought for years that the sheriffs in Texas would be the ones to really turn to for this. And right now it is happening. And they're planning more through November. I'm going to be in Texas another 5 or 6 times doing more seminars to train law enforcement and sheriffs and chiefs of police. And in the Woodlands, let me tell you about this miracle. We actually had a Democrat sheriff show up with his undersheriff who attended. Wow. I didn't know what party he was. We don't ask and we don't really care. But just as you were alluding to, we don't get a lot of Democrats standing for the Constitution. But this guy is a border sheriff, and he has seen the corruption of the federal government, especially the new Biden administration, where they refuse to enforce the law at the border, all because of politics, showing that he does not care about national security or national safety, or even where he tries to make people feel so guilty about not wearing a mask and not getting vaccinated. He doesn't care about the COVID-19 problem at the border at all. He doesn't care. But now if we're sending kids to school without a mask, then he really cares. Ridiculous and stupid. And anyway, we've got enough problems to try to solve here without him getting in the way. But this sheriff really loved the conference. He asked me to take a picture with him afterwards. He said this was one of the best trainings I've ever been to. And I said, well, Sheriff, thank you. And he invited me to Zapata County to bring my wife and come and do more there and to spend some time with him. And it was really a miracle. And we loved, and we do not discriminate. Anybody can come. We don't care what party you are. We don't care what race you are. We don't care what religion. We want to train everybody in this country who will be humble enough to come and hear our training. And it's the most powerful law enforcement training anywhere you'll find, because it addresses one key issue. We swore an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, and we train exactly how to do that. And if the sheriffs of this country will just keep their word to uphold and defend the Constitution, we will take America back tomorrow. And it's already working. And I'm not the only sheriff that has kicked out federal agents in his county. Sheriff Brad Rogers did in Elkhart County, Indiana. And Sheriff Glenn Palmer did it in Grant County, Oregon. And there's been many others in Utah and across the West and in this country. Some strong Florida sheriffs have done it. And it's working. And all we need to do is make this bigger, better, and faster. And what I wanted to tell every one of your listeners is that the CSPOA sounds like a law enforcement organization. It is not. It is a people organization. It is aimed at protecting and helping you, and every one of you can join. CSPOA.org stands for Constitutional Sheriffs Peace Officers Association. CSPOA.org. You can go there and get a lot of great information, how to vet your sheriff, do a survey with your sheriff, start a constitutional county in your neighborhood and in your county. And we take back America one county at a time, county by county, sheriff by sheriff, state by state. But it cannot be without we the people. We the people have got to be involved in the process. So get to know your sheriff. Join us at CSPOA.org. The only way we are funded is with the people of this country who want to see America return to its constitutional basics and foundation, and that you want to restore liberty. And you're the ones that fund us. And this has been fantastic. We've actually got all these meetings and seminars paid for in the past because people like you step up and fund us. And we're willing to do this full time. My wife and I have dedicated my life to this, or to our lives to this, and we're ready to go. And we are really booked all the way up through first week in November. And we're willing to do it. I don't care if it's December. I don't care if it's Christmas Eve. We will come to your area and we will do this and we will make this happen. And we've got a lot of work to do and we're asking for your help to do this. Join us in the Holy Cause of Liberty at CSPOA.org.
You know, all of these groups, these PACs, the GOP, they should be funding and requiring all of the politicians that are in office, all the ones that are running for office, and all the
yes.
sheriffs that are in and running, and pay for them and get them in there, make it a constitutional county, and then have the right sheriffs
yes.
in there, because they have hundreds of millions of dollars, Sheriff Mack, and they're not
of course,
spending it.
Of course.
So people, as we mentioned earlier, do not give any money to any of those PACs. Don't give it to anything that has to do anything political organizations, because the money should be given to organizations like Sheriff Max, CSPOA. That's where you're going to get your highest and best use. That's going to help you.
And let me add that if with the sheriffs, involved in this, this will keep it peaceful. This is a very peaceful and effective process. The sheriffs will keep it peaceful. If they don't get involved, I don't believe it'll remain peaceful.
Oh, no, it's not. It's definitely headed. It's already in depending on where you live, it's bad. It's just going to get bad in many, many places. So real quick before you jump off. So if you've got a sheriff that's a Republican that is your sheriff, and let's just assume that most people aren't involved with your organization, because you would know,
right.
you would know.
Right.
I would think they would be
right.
touting it from the rooftops that's what they're doing. I think that I would love to know who they are. What is the best route that some of the groups here, let's just pretend Merrick Corruption County had a sheriff
yeah.
that we had hope for. Okay, let's just pretend. Let's
One of
pretend.
The worst in the country, but yeah.
Oh, God,
and yes,
the guy's been. So what do we do?
Go
because we've got all these groups,
get to know
you know, activist groups. What do we do with those groups
yeah.
who have some money? What can they do to say, Sheriff, get your rear end on board, and you need to, you know, take this class or whatever. How do we get them into, and what's the best way to get their attention
go talk
and
to
business?
Them. Go talk to them. Go vet him and or her and ask them, him or her, if they intend to be a constitutional sheriff and keep their oath of office. Talk to them a little bit about that. Maybe talk to them about the possibility of forced vaccinations, what they would do if they try to mandate another face diaper rule for everybody, and if they're going to arrest people for not wearing one, or if they're going to allow ministers and churches to be shut down and ministers to be arrested for having church. Find out. And if they're willing to be trained, we will get them there. And then you can just turn it over to us, and you call us. Let us know, and we'll tell you where the next training is, and maybe we'll do one right there in your hometown. So it's there.
Yeah. So, yeah, again,
it's
the people
need, and we're ready to do it.
Need to get involved. And if you get so overwhelmed with requests, I have a feeling that you will somehow figure out how to multiply yourself so you can go get 100 of these done every single month. I have a feeling. I have confidence in you, Sheriff, that you will somehow manage to pull that off.
We are discussing that issue right now. We've been doing it for about 3 months now. Trying to get other former sheriffs to do what I'm doing, to do the seminars all across America.
Yeah. So that's what
so
me and people need to do, is to get anyone who's donated money to any of these organizations at any point, this is what needs to happen. They need to step up to the plate, take those hundreds of millions of dollars and make these sheriffs on board. Because as we discussed before, the tyranny is going to get worse. It's not going to get better. And we need to take action now to get ourselves positioned.
Amen.
And then,
Amen.
All right. So I have some ideas. I have some brilliant ideas that I will shoot you an email, and then you can digest them. But my wheels are spinning because I've had it. Good. I had a rage fest. I had a rage fest in the beginning of the show, and I've had it, Sheriff Mac. I really have, because this is just ridiculous. And the American people, they need low hanging fruit. They need facts and take action items. You know, all these groups have these laundry lists of things they do. So no. We all need to come together, and we all need to focus on literally what can be done the quickest, the fastest, and the most effective. And we were going to hold off on the border because all of a sudden the masks came back, then the vaccine mandates. And then I'm like, I thought we were done. I thought we were done with all that.
Yeah, no kidding. Ooh. Yeah.
I thought we were done. I actually took it out. Kidding. I stopped calling people mask holes. I was like, okay, we don't have to say that anymore. I don't have to come up with my little slogan. And like, people aren't being Shawshanked again. And all of a sudden, we're going to have a good 2 weeks. They said, oh my God, it's back. No, I was just going to, we were just going to focus on the border. Now you got to focus on everything. So, this is crazy. So, I've got a couple ideas, because every sheriff needs to be on board, and there's no reason why every area, county can't become a constitutional, and they have to go through your deal to be called a constitutional county. Is that right? I mean, pretend mayor corruption at home.
But as far as getting the right kind of training, I would say that they need to go to have us come to our training, but then after that, we certainly will help advise, and we've got constitutional lawyers helping us to do that, and we'd love to have everybody try this. But as far as constitutional training for government officials, and especially sheriffs, we have the best program in the country.
Yeah. Anybody who is running for office, if they're not taking this class, they're not qualified to run for office. See, we need to stand up and say we make the criteria of what it is for you to be consider being elected. And that's where I think we have obviously dropped the ball. We need to kind of reposition our thought process. We're getting there, but we need to step it up a notch. And like I said, my wheels are spinning. I will send you some information. We will chat. And then I want to be a bigger part of this. I would love for your organization to be a platinum partner and be also a bigger part of our platform, because you've got the solutions, Sheriff Mack, and we just need more people to stand behind it and get active in it. So give the website one more time, would you?
CSPOA.org.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure that's on the website. I'm going to add a border section, and then we're going to get some constitution, because I want people to read the constitution. And then the SCOTUS hearing, the verdict, or the what do they call it?
It's
on your website.
It's in our shopping area. There's a little booklet called the victory for the at the Supreme Court, and it fits in your pocket. It's a pocket sized little booklet, and you definitely need to read that one. That's the abridged, highlighted version of my Supreme Court decision. It is powerful.
Okay, and that's the 10th. It's about the 10th Amendment.
Yeah,
these are the things I never learned in school. And I guarantee you, the kids are not even. We know they're learning much more destructive things. This was just omitted. Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Great. Way to go. Well, way to go, public school system for United States of America. Nazis. Yeah. Bunch of Nazi Marxists. Yeah. Unbelievable, Sheriff Mack. Thank you so much for coming on. All that you're doing, and keep touting this and shouting. Be the shouting sheriff from the rooftops, because that's just the only way that people are going to figure this out. They got to hear it every day, man. You got to hear it everywhere. Because this
Amen.
Is it. Low-hanging fruit, sheriffs. Who knew? I'm all in. Thank you, Sheriff Mack.
Well, it's been a pleasure to talk with you, and thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Yeah, I'm going to drag you back on, so don't worry about that.
Oh, you bet. You bet. Thank you.
All right, I'm brewing. I'm coming up with stuff, and I'll shoot you an email, and we're going to make some magic happen. It's time. We don't have a lot of time left. So you enjoy your week, my friend, and thank you so much for being a great sheriff and
all right.
doing
thank
what
you,
you're
Michelle.
Doing.
We'll see you soon. Thank
all
you
right,
very
Duncan.
Much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I'm fired up, guys. I'm fired up. It's 2:18. I am going to wrap it up. Okay, you just heard every solution to what has been thrown at us in the past week and a half to a couple months, right? It's literally low-hanging fruit, easy stuff, easy peasy stuff, right? Peggy gave you what to do in order to combat the masks, the vaccines, the tests, what to do, how to go about it. Everyone needs to do that because she gave a perfect example. What happens when you got to take your kid in the emergency room and then you run into a bunch of the medical Nazis, right? The medical Nazi regime.
Yeah.
Jaw injury, and they want to wear a mask on the jaw injury. Like, the jaw's the mouth. Like, hello. Literally, like, as a health professional, how some of these things can literally come out of their mouth, and they sleep at night. I don't know how they sleep at night. Like, literally. Like, I get that. You need your job, but at some point you have to go, this is not, I'm lying. And I'm saying stuff that is literally so opposite of common sense that even like a second grader would be like, that doesn't make sense. Well, yeah, it doesn't make sense, especially when then now you're throwing in lies. You know, these medical professionals, the ones that are lying. And this goes back to the thing. Yeah, you know what? There's a time and a point where you got to make a decision, everybody. Is it more important to keep the job, which obviously you can get another job? I get money. I know what it is to struggle. I know what it is to you know, wonder we're gonna get the money to pay the bills, right? But you got to take the precautions. Go to our COVID tab, right? Go to the COVID tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Go to the COVID tab, click on COVID facts and that page, and then there's drop downs underneath it, right? So all of Peggy's information is there on the exemptions page, COVID vaccines, tests, and masks. So get yourself prepared for that, for the exemptions, right? You're going to need it. Let's see if you go to the emergency room. Oh, you're going to run into it. And the sheriff deal. Oh, this border. Sheriffs can shut it down immediately. So we're going to, we've got to identify, we got to come, it's not a we got it, we're doing it. Okay. So again, all of this information that we've been getting from incredible people, not only today, but over the past couple of months, it's just been literally the solutions. So we're bringing them all together. And then for the groups that are focusing on all these different things, what we're going to do is just, we're working on it so that they each focus on maybe one or two. So we can bring everybody together and everybody that follows those groups and give the low-hanging items to everybody. Like, here is Peggy's solution for the mask issues, right? Just gave them today on the show. And then the border, we just solved the border problem. But we, the people, need to get involved. You need to sign those notices, right? And you're like, well, where's the notice, Michelle? We don't want to make this confusing. We're putting together the movement, It's called Save My Freedom Movement. And all these groups, all these people, we're getting them on board. And then that way, all the information will come from one place. Obviously, I want you to follow all the other people. You have to, because, you know, do that. But at least you know they're going to be contributing for their one specific item that they're focusing on. So each of them are going to be focusing on one specific category. And then that's what they're going to be providing the information. So it's a literal take action, where then you will have those take action items, because that's how we have to do this. We have to do it in volume. I have to come together. And the people that are on board, you're going to love them. Well, you've heard them on the show. You've heard them already. So what we're doing is we're organizing the Americans who are sick and tired of the tyranny and violations our God-given human rights. We can solve these problems. We just got to tackle them one at a time. And everybody sends the information out. Everybody shares what the action item is. All the groups, all the influencers, and of course the people. And then we can go, okay, let's say we needed 100,000 of these notices signed. All right, everybody sends it out, blasts it, and 3 days later we have 100,000 notices. Great, that box is checked. On to the next one. See what I mean? That's how we do it. That's how we do it. We do it fast. We do it on social media before they shut people down. So do that. So what I want you to do is I want you to text action, ACTION, and the phone number. The people don't say phone number anymore. The number is 833-261-7689. 833-261-7689. Text the word ACTION, ACTION. Become a part of the Save My Freedom movement. Putting something really cool together over at Clout Hub. All right, I'm going to do a group on Facebook, but that's going to get shut down. But that's just to attract people and pull them in and say, hey, just head on over there. But that's for people, because we got to get you off the Facebook. The Facebook is bad. And they're going to be shutting people's pages down. PayPal's starting to shut stuff down. God forbid, you should love this country. You know, you've heard it on the show all day today. I'm not going to rehash it. You already know. You already know how to feel. I feel. Because you know how you feel. So, again, I'm just going to wrap it up here. You got your virtual events. You got this whole week. You got your live events. You got your walkout. You got your must follow and join. You got your COVID information. You got your info from Peggy. Well, wait till you see what I'm going to put together there with the Sheriff Mac. And we're going to go up to these groups that have the money. They got huge amounts of money. But then fucking, oops. Fork it over, guys. Fork it over. Oh, my God. Okay. When Michelle throws that launch out there, it's time to go. Real quick, though, I just wanted to direct everybody over to the Marketplace. Marketplace is where we have signed up with 57 different well-known brands and websites. So you can buy different products and services for literally everything, from business to personal to fun to food to paraphernalia, patriotic gear. We got 5 different companies, everything you need. I mean, flag, shirts, hats, socks, ties, everything. And like some like real traditional things too. And then, of course, paraphernalia for any of the sports teams that aren't a bunch of woke companies and you still want to support them and buy a $100 jersey, right, for them to tell you that you suck. It's up to you, whatever you want to do, but it's available. It's available. So you name it, it's on the website. Of course, MyPillow, our big partner, MyPillow. So anytime that you go to buy anything from any of these companies, can you go through our Marketplace tab, which is on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, 2 to 20% of your total purchase is then donated to our nonprofit partners supporting vets, pets, kids, and freedom, nonprofit and organizations, because some of these organizations are not nonprofits, right? Because that's becoming almost over-controlled by the Nazi regime, right? Because that's why, a lot of these churches are worried about not saying we can't, you don't have to wear the mask. You don't have to get vaccinated because they're taking money from the government to shut their mouths, or they're taking money from the government to become a vaccine center to peddle the eugenics, try to kill you. That's what it's all about. It's trying to kill you. We didn't even go into all the information that has recently come out about the clinics with all the babies, the aborted babies that they're harvesting. I don't know. In the University of Pennsylvania? No. University of Pittsburgh. Yeah. The layers of corruption of these 13 bigs that we talk about, 13 bigs is so, it is so huge, people. I mean, it is worse than you could ever imagine. I'm just glad it's starting to come out. Your big media, your big tech, big government, big business, big labor, big money, big entertainment, big lobby, big pharma, big box, big religion, big education, and of course, big nonprofit foundation, NGOs, that's just a money laundering slush fund. What do you think they're getting all these bodies over the border? All that money. Yeah. Catholic Charities, they're one of them. Yeah. I don't want to go down that road. It's too much to share. But I will give you this. The Marketplace. And I'm jumping around because there's just so much. There's so much. So go to the Marketplace tab. 2 to 20% goes to our nonprofit partners and organizations that are supporting vets, pets, kids, and freedom. We're adding them. You don't have to be a nonprofit. You just have to be a good person. I don't expect you to file the paperwork to be in compliance with this government so then they could be under your thumb so then that way they could shut you and know your business. No. If you've got a good organization that you put together, a bunch of people who are doing something good, well, we're here to support you. You can be a part of it. You don't have to be a structured nonprofit in order to participate. I'd rather have the hardworking guys and gals that are out there that are putting together the groups that are actually making the signs, the ones that are knocking on the doors, not like the COVID Nazi patrol. That's why you got to make sure you have your no trespassing sign, because once they come on your property and it says no trespassing, guess what you could do? They come a knocking, you call the cops and you say, I've got, there's a trespasser, and they can get arrested for trespassing in their property. So make sure you put a sign in the front. I have one at my house, which is sad that I have a little little dog thing. It says welcome. He's holding a welcome sign. And then I've got a big American flag. And then in the very front of that, it says no trespassing. Solicitors will be whatever the word is. So that's kind of sad that that is the America I live in now. But I have my American flag. Yay. I have my little welcome dog thing, you know, little tchotchke I bought at some random store years ago. So he's a little dog on a welcome sign. It's the closest thing I'm ever going to have to a pet. And then in front of that, big no trespassing sign. Yeah, that's the America we live in today. That's not the America I want to live in. That's not the America I know you want to live in. So please join IOR Save My Freedom Movement. Text the word ACTION to 833-261-7689. And if you go over to that marketplace tab, like I said, 2 to 20% will be donated to these groups. You're going to get a discount on all of the websites. They usually offer something. So don't go to them directly. Go to our marketplace tab so they can create the donation. It comes from the companies. And of course, MyPillow, the legendary Mike Lindell, is donating 20%. So you can just use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. You can go to MyPillow.com directly. You'll get up to that 66%, a lot of buy one, get one offers. You can even go into the My Store, where all of those products are American-made products by entrepreneurs. And, you know, the ones that Amazon hates. Those are the people you need support. So go check that out. Use promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, and you'll get your discounts, and you will also get the donation. So you will save money. Don't worry. You will save the max amount of money that's possible. So that's it. Make sure you do that. And then you're going to join our Save My Freedom movement. And that's it. That's it. There's so much. But you got to, literally, you've got to get involved and take action. And we're giving you the resources to do that. So please join our community, right? We're going to get very active on social media. I downloaded all my information on Facebook in both formats, JSOS or something on the HTML. So when they kick me off in the next week or two and shut me down, then at least I have that. I'm not sure how I'll be able to upload it to whom and to what, but I have that. So I encourage you to do that, and then you can start speaking the truth and not worry about losing everybody. Well, at least you'll have the information, but like I said, then you got to go find them onto the other platforms, however that's going to work. But not, at least, you know, do what you can. Do what you can, because it's a coming. It's a coming. It's not going to let up. This is going to get bigger and better. Bigger and better. It's going to be an interesting month. Remember, every day, start by, there are three things you need to do every day. You need to pray. You need to plan. And you need to take action. You can get up an hour early to do that. And you're going to get active in, and you're going to do the Take Action BLC business, life, and community. And you can start at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, Take Action tab. And then I'm working on the Take Action toolkit, and that should be done in the next week. And then I'll give you specifics, and then I'll have you the groups, then I'll have you where to go, what to do, the links, everything. You know, even though it's on the website, we're just going to condense it down. But I will give you one bit of advice. Mike Adams' podcast from today, August 9th. That's when you need to listen to. He is listed on our must-listen-to page. And guess where that is? The Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. So that is it for now. It is time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, and reopen America 100%. You needed to rip off those masks. Don't be a mask hole. Keep in mind, once you commit, everything changes. You need to get fired up. You need to stand up. You need to take back our country and be prepared for what's coming. Do not take the vaccine. It is a non-vaccine. Put on your common sense caps. Try to leave them on all day. And keep in mind, courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. So wear yours proudly and share. You can join our community. That'd be awesome. If you can subscribe to the show on your favorite platform, we're on 22 different podcast players. We're on 2 broadcast networks. And of course, the Rumble. Join our newsletter, low right-hand corner of every page on the website. And all the graph, if you look at the website on the homepage, there's a big graphic that says links, where you can go directly to everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com. And please share this platform. All the information's free. The shows are free. Share this with your community. Share this with your contacts, your family, your friends, and we can make a difference. That's how we do it. We need to share the good stuff, not the what I had for lunch. We're in action mode, you know. We need to build the army and mobilize, strategic mobilization. and bring everybody together and push the information out, the information that matters, so once the information you need to know about. Special thank you to all of the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network, their information, their episodes, and their shows on the website. Everything is there. Don't forget this particular show. We're live Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 12 p.m. Pacific time, 2:33. Don't worry, I'm almost done. And just a reminder, we're tune in Wednesday. I'm going to do a double dash. I think what I'm going to do is a double dash of both Peggy and the sheriff. So that way you can get them both, because it's about Constitution. It's about freedom. And that's what you need. That's what you need to hear. You need to hear both. I'm going to fire it up. You need to be as fired up as me. That's what's going to make a change. You need to be pissed off. You need to be pissed off. You need to be fired up. Friday, 5 more guests, 7-minute segments in the first hour, second hour, 1 p.m., Dr. Shannon Croner. You're going to love that. That's all about the pastors and the freedom. She's got a great organization. And then Dr. Paul Cottrell at 1:30. He's in New York City. Oh, my gosh. Can't wait to have that conversation. So, again, thank you for listening. Share this with your family, your friends, your contacts. Join the movement. Check out the website, loaded with information, homepage, and take action tab, COVID tab. It's all right there. You got it. And over the next day or 2 days, you might want to make a list, and you might want to think about this. What do I stand for? What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know anymore. Think about that. What do you stand for? What are you willing to do? How bad are you going to fight for it? It's this easy stuff. This is low-hanging fruit. This is sometimes you just need to push it out digitally. So you got to make a plan. You got to pray. You got to make a plan. You got to take action. And join us. I'm telling you, just join us, and we will help you do that. Text ACTION, 833-261-7689. Tune in Wednesday, 12 p.m. Go make it a great day. Think you're awake. I hope so. Hope you're still listening, tuning in. Make it a great day. You deserve it. We're going to get this country back. We're going to end the tyranny, but we got to do it together. It's the only way it's going to happen. If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I'd thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.